Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is an amazing story from the Parsha of the week, the Parsha B'Shalach. When the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, left Egypt, led by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe our teacher, who was being given instructions and ability to perform all these miracles, forced by Hashem. As you know, they came to the sea, and there the Egyptians trapped them. And we heard the story of splitting the sea. What I didn't tell you the last time was that after the great miracle of the splitting of the sea took place, Moshe Rabbeinu led all of the Jewish men in song. And this song is actually in Chumash as well as in our Siddur. If you say all the tefillos between Baruch Sha'amar and Baruchu, Psukei Dezimra they are called, the verses of praise of Hashem, it includes the song at the sea, the Az Yashir. However, after Moshe Rabbeinu led the men in song, it does not say in our Siddur, although it does say in the Chumash, that Miriam then led the women in song. But there was a big difference between the women's song and the men's song. And that was that the women also played on tambourines. Now, where did they get the tambourines? And why did the men have tambourines? So the answer is because when the Jewish women heard about how they were going to go out of Mitzrayim, they knew that there would be great miracles that would take place. And they trusted that great miracles would take place. And therefore, to celebrate the great miracles that would take place, they took tambourines with them. And when the time came that the great miracle took place, the splitting of the sea, and Moshe Rabbeinu led the men in song, and then Miriam led the women in song, the women took out their tambourines and added to the simcha. So the simcha of the women was actually much greater than the simcha of the men. Why was their simcha greater? Because the women suffered much more in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, because of the Jewish boys being taken away, the Jewish baby boys being taken away. Since the mother is so close to the little children, therefore the pain was much greater, and therefore the simcha was much greater. And as a matter of fact, this is something which women have a very special quality in, the special quality of trust in Hashem. And there are other stories in the Chumash that show that the women had extra trust in Hashem. And one of them was the story of the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. When the people made the golden calf, there was not one woman who contributed any of her gold and jewelry for the golden calf. Not one woman participated in praying to the golden calf. And that is actually why all of the Jewish women who left Mitzrayim actually entered into the land of Israel 40 years later. Because none of them died from the sin of the golden calf, and none of them died from the sin of the spies. So that's because women have a greater natural trust in Hashem than men do, and therefore they didn't do those sins. And in addition to that, when it came time to give the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, first prepare the women, first the Beis Yaakov, and then the Bnei Yisrael. First the house of Yaakov is a reference to the women. That's why the girls' schools are often called Beis Yaakov, because Hashem knew that the Jewish women were more ready for the Torah than the men were. And in addition to that, when it came time to making the Mishkan, the Jewish women made a very special gift for the Mishkan. They actually wove tapestries, which means beautiful cloth, beautiful tapestries made out of the wool from the backs of the goats, and they wove it on the backs of the goats, a very special item, because it was actually connected to a living animal. Then, of course, they cut it off. But It had a special quality, a special liveliness to it, since it was made on the back of a living goat. And in all these examples, the special gift for the Mishkan, and not participating in the sin of the golden calf, and not listening, with very few exceptions, to the spies who had the evil report, and bringing out the tambourines because of their trust in Hashem that there'd be a miracle. In all these ways, the women showed a very, very special strength in their trust in Hashem. And that's why the women, it was in their schus, it was in their merit that the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. And the Arizal tells us that it will be in the schus, in the merit of Jewish women, that this redemption will take place too. And that's why it's so important that women should also learn lots of Torah and do lots of mitzvahs, and that they should also learn the inner spiritual part of the Torah, because although they do many, many other important things, such as take care of children, which is something which is sometimes a 24/7 job, but it's also important for them to try to make sure to participate in the learning of Torah, and especially the learning that relates to Mashiach and redemption. And this way, Hashem will certainly bring the Geula very, very quickly, and all of us can speed it up by doing more and more of the Torah and the mitzvahs that we are doing. Thank you for joining the story of the day.